So it is the Bay here, and it's Cookie, and we're talking to a music icon. It's only Mark Almond. How are you?
I'm fine, Cookie. How are you?
Very well. Now, this album that you had a while back, Hits and Pieces, that was a big success for you, and you did a tour with this one as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it did really, really well, and we did a hits tour to go with it, which was great. I mean, I'd love to, sometime in the future, do some more dates like that, because they went really, really well.
So, obviously, a busy year for you, because we got this, this new album that's due out soon, Shadows and Reflections.
Yep.
Now, we got some legends that feature on this. We got the likes of Burt Bacharach and Julie Driscoll and Billy Fury. A big fan of the 60s music yourself, always loved it, yeah?
Yeah, because it was the decade of music that I grew up in when I was a child. Grew up watching all the pop shows of Thank You Lucky Stars and Ready Steady Go and Jukebox Jury. And I had quite young parents as well, so we had the radio on all the time playing pop music in the 60s. And I always homed into those kind of odd songs, those strange songs. I don't know why, but it was just, I just loved all those big orchestral songs, orchestral pop songs that had great voices and slightly unusual sort of sounds to them as well. So it was great to have having the opportunity to make this record. When the record company said we want you to do an orchestral record, I think they probably thought I'd probably go into a studio with lots of standards and do lots of standards with an orchestra. But I said to the producer, Mike Stevens, I said, let's do something a bit different and let's go back to a decade of songs that I love and I grew up with and do some of these songs that I've always wanted to do. Pop songs, pop and rock songs, but songs that have orchestral arrangements, that mixture of the both thing, songs for big voices. And great that I got a chance to make an album of songs that I really love.
And one of the songs, How Can I Be Sure, that was one that David Cassidy did?
Yeah, it was originally done by the Young Rascals back in the 60s, and then it was covered by... I always remember it by David Cassidy because my sister had it when I was a teenager. My sister had the record, and I actually really loved it then. And Dusty Springfield, of course, did a very well-known version of it. So, and that was a suggestion by Mike, the producer. It wasn't on my original list of songs, and Mike said, you know, you've got to listen to this song, How Can I Be Sure? And I'd forgotten all about it, and Mike, I said, you've got to sing it for this album. You've got to sing it for the album. I thought, well, I don't know, Mike, because I've got a lot of songs that I really want to sing, and a lot of songs that it'll mean losing another song. So Mike said, look, I'll just knock you up a little backing track, because that's what he does, just knocks up these backing tracks.
Yes.
And he kind of, and like an hour, and then do a little rough vocal on it and see what you think and get, live with it overnight. So I went home and I was just going round and round and round in my head. I couldn't sleep all night because I was singing, you know, that lovely kind of waltz kind of chorus. And it just, I said, and the next morning I went into the studio and said, Mike, I've got to do this song. It's just driving me mad. It's going to be on the album. So I had to probably drop one of the other songs to do it. But it's such a great song.
It is. There is something magical about that. And I had a listen to it from the album to your version.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. What a great version that is. I love it.
With the whole album, it's really a tribute to some of the arrangements of that time as well. So we didn't take the versions too far away from the originals. I wanted to stamp my identity on it and my voice, and add some modern twists and modern production, obviously. But I what is so great about many of those records is the way that they sound of the arrangements, that mixing of great kind of classical sounds with pop. In for example, like George Martin did with the Beatles, he mixed classical and pop, and that was a really a great identifying sound of the time, I think.